Chapter 4, Monday, March 13th. 9 o'clock Monday morning, Police Chief Posesnik announced his department's reorganization plan. It set off the biggest political row of the winter. The police union filed suit at noon, claiming too many white officers were overlooked for promotions. An hour later, the NAACP filed its suit, saying exactly the opposite was true. The local chapter of NOW held a press conference at 2 and demanded that at least one of the new district commanders be a woman. City Council called a hurry-up hearing at 4. Some members of council chastised Mayor Finn for not exercising enough control over the police department. Some charged that he exercised too much. Aubrey didn't even have time to wave hi across the newsroom. "The poor lamb's working her pants off," I whispered to Eric Chen.
"If only it were true,"
he answered. The police reorganization story dominated the news all week. Aubrey covered the police department angle, while Sylvia Burdash covered the bickering and backbiting at City Hall. A couple of junior Metro reporters were sent into the neighborhoods to gauge public reaction. On Thursday, the paper ran a rare front-page editorial chastising all parties concerned for their selfish behavior. "The first thing council should do," we sarcastically wrote, "is change the city's motto from building a beautiful life to what's in it for me." Friday morning, I found a post-it on